You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSC has closed its doors for another day and another week, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with myself, Lindsay Williams. And I have to say, it's been a pretty horrible couple of days. Nothing else from the Stock Exchange News Service since I reported this morning on the opening, but an awful lot has happened since then. The big news of the day was that US inflation, consumer price inflation, has risen to a 41-year high, i.e. 8.6%. The market was expecting 8.3%, and that sent the markets tumbling. The month-on-month figure was 1%, and they were expecting, I don't know, maybe 0.3, 0.4%. And the core inflation rate, and that strips out all the food and energy, the really volatile components, rose at 6%. But overall, a really, really bad figure. And the market has taken it big, as they say, in the United States of America. So let's have a look now at the spot prices and see how it's impacted our market, and notably the Rand, because the Rand suddenly has become a risk-off trade as well. But I must say, it's all to do with the strong dollar. Anyway, here we go. Dollar Rand is 15.81. Yesterday or the day before, it was threatening to change its big figure from 15 to 14. Now it's threatening to go the other way, from 15 to 16. British pound against the Rand is 19.49. Euro Rand is 16.64. The Euro dollar shows a dollar that's stronger by over 1.5%, a really, really big move. And it's very close to 105. It's 105.20 at the moment. The British pound against the US dollar is 123.30. The gold price is $1,861 an ounce, which is up 8 despite the strong dollar. So people going into a safe haven, not in a big way, but you can see the trend. If the dollar was that strong a couple of years ago during normal market conditions, the gold price would be down $30. Not so today. The platinum price, though, is down. It's down $33 an ounce to $969. Palladium is down 13 to 1,893. It's had three big figures in the last week. 2,000, 1,900, and now 1,800. All over the place. And all over the place today has been the oil price. It went down to 122, went back above 124, and now it's below 121. Brent crude oil is $120.99 per barrel, down 1.6%. The West Texas crude is $119.78 per barrel, which is down 1.45%. Natural gas, it's down 2.75% to 8.72. So all the commodities having a really sticky day, I must say. US 10-year Treasury yield, well, that's predictably much higher. The yields have risen by 3.4% to, I'm going to call it 3.15%. The South African 10-year bond yield has got walloped. It's 10.21% just going into the close. Bitcoin, that's also down, but not that much. It's down 3%, which is relatively sedate given Bitcoin's recent history. 29,373. And the S&P 500 futures, yeah, getting close to the lows of the day, actually. 3,906, down 2.75%. These are massive, massive move. Tens and tens of billions of dollars at stake here. Okay, and if we look at the other ones on my 15 minutes delayed screen, the Dow Jones down just about 2.2%. Was down 800 points plus at one stage. Now down just under 700 points. The Nasdaq is a 3.3% loser, and that is still solidly in bear market territory. In London, the FTSE down over 2%. The DAX in Frankfurt, no, it's all over. It's down nearly 3%. The CAC 40 in Paris down 2.75%. Yeah, nervous weekend for many investors. Hopefully this is the washout that everyone, all technical traders, look for. This is the people throwing in the towel. Maybe not. Anyway, the movers on the JSC today. Let's have a look at individual stocks on the local market. Starting with the upside, with the gold a little bit better and the Rand much, much worse, Goldfields has rallied by 9.5%, Harmony up 6.75%, AngloGold Ashanti, another gold miner, up 4.3%, Telkom has rallied 2.5%, and Vukile up nearly 2%. On the downside, Anglo American PLC has shed 5.4%. African Rainbow Minerals down nearly 5%. Exxaro in the red to the tune of 4.7%. Mr. Price down 4.2%. Don't forget it came out with its numbers yesterday and they weren't that well received eventually because of rising costs. And Coronation Fund Managers down 3.9%. So overall, not a good day. Let's close with the indices on the JSE. On the close, resources down 2.4%, industrial shares down 1.25%, financial shares lost 1.6%. The top 40 index, another bad day, 1.75% down, or just under 61,348. And to finish the week, the all share index, the overall index, 67,804, a 1.6% loser today. Not very good at all. And just finally, as I close, the S&P 500 futures, yeah, they're floating with their lows. They're down 2.7%. I'll be back on Monday with the opening and David Shapiro and everything else. Have a great weekend. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.